You own a small business and you deserve to be profitable. Today, we're going to talk about how you can do that. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We have business conversations for the Kawartha commute. This episode is sponsored by Starting Point Digital Marketing. You know you should be doing digital marketing, but you never seem to have the time to do it right. Your business deserves to have good marketing that is quick, easy, and inexpensive. Starting Point Digital Marketing provides intentionally simple marketing designed just for you. Head over to startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca to get started now. All right, Matt, we are talking profit today. Do you love the word profit, or are you in the camp that thinks it is a dirty word?
I love profit as much as you love taxes.
Oh, wow. That is an interesting way to talk about it. So I don't know that I love taxes.
How can I not like profit? What business owner have you ever met or worked with that doesn't like profit?
Well, I think some people they'll maybe go down the realm of like, well, there's more to business than profit. It's about, you know, doing what you're passionate about, or what your purpose for, or it's about, supporting the planet. So it's you know, not all about profit is what often you hear about that lovely word.
And I feel like you're dancing around what I'm about to say. That's nonsense, Brian.
It is nonsense. The other interesting part of this is often when I hear like, well, there's more to small business than profit, sometimes it's being said by somebody who's like a government employee or somebody that's, you know, maybe on the sunshine list and, you know, they have a good secure job and they're trying to, you know, help out and support small businesses and they just love what you're doing and it's so great.
Or they're not profitable.
Yeah. Or they're a business, you know, it's not profitable. They're having lots of fun maybe, or they're working hard, or they think profit's just around the corner from them. So they see it as a bad word. But, you know, a couple of ways to go. What exactly is profit? Right. And that's another fun question for me to ask because everybody has a different angle of what they would consider profit.
Revenue minus expenses is profit.
So that is the traditional, what we call axiom. And people love axioms. They love these words and things we've been trained. And I would argue, based on Mike Michalowicz's book, which we're going to talk a bit more about, that is wrong, right? If we look at revenue minus expenses equals profit, that means profit comes last, right? It's the bottom line. We have to start switching our mindset up that it comes higher up in the chain. So they'll look at revenue minus profit equals our expenses. So we have to really get over this profit is bad or profit comes last, or, well, I'll give all my stuff to my accountant and I'll cross my fingers and hope that I make a profit, but not too much of a profit because I don't really want to pay taxes. So, you know, we have to really focus our mindsets on profit, that it's a good thing and it's something that we deserve because we own a business for no other reason than because we own that business.
So it's profit minus revenue equals expenses?
So revenue minus profit. So we take our profit first. So Profit First is the book by Mike Michalowicz. And it was one of those books that when I read it, I'm like, yes, this is like, you know, kind of blowing my mind, but also just puts in perspective for small business owners that you deserve to be profitable and that you have to manage your profit and take that profit first, really, is how that works. So you have to design your business, first of all, to be profitable. And then you have to set up a mechanism to make sure you are earning and getting a profit. Now, profit, you know, drives your business. It's what you need to run a business, to be able to grow, to pay back loans, all of these things, you know, you need profit for. So even in a traditional accounting where it's revenue minus expenses equals profit, well, things like your loan payments aren't an expense. You know, you need that cash profit to pay that. So this is also why we get a lot of times, you know, people show they've made a profit and they have to pay taxes on that profit, but they don't have the cash anymore. So they don't have that available to fuel their business. So we look at setting up, you know, some mechanisms to make sure we're getting that profit.
How do you set those up? Like, how do you start with the mindset right away of profit first? Because I don't think that that's common. You're right. I think when we as business owners start to do something, we're like, hey, we've got a passion for this. We have experience or knowledge of this. I think we can make this business work. I don't know if it's always, hey, I think I could make a profit off of this business.
Yeah. So that's where, again, when you get into the design of your pricing and different things, you know, you have to make sure you're pricing so that it is a profitable business. But on a just the system work. So the profit first system is really based on bank balance accounting. So most small business owners aren't accountants, but they look at their bank. They'll open up their app on their bank account and say, yep, I have money, or nope, I don't have money. So profit first is a system of really setting up different bank accounts. You know, another podcast might be the whole system, or you can reach out to me and I would love to, you know, go through this with you individually. But we start with a profit account. So when that money comes into our account, you know, we're going to have some allocation days where we're going to immediately take that out of our bank account and put it in our profit account so that that money's gone. We can't really see that. So right away, it starts building the habit of what we think of first. Another thing we have to think about is our owner's pay. So the owner is the business, and this is where, again, it's confusing. Owner's pay and profit are two different things. So profit should be your reward for just owning the business. You're taking the risk of running that business. You deserve a profit. Your owner's pay is the pay for what you do and the role. Pardon?
It's basic salary.
Yeah, it's basic salary. You got to live. And again, we see a lot of people don't pay themselves as a business owner. I know you're very passionate about this as to why someone would run a business where they make no money, but you know, you have to, you know, get paid. So again, the things that we focus on first get managed and we think about them first. So if we're thinking immediately, okay, this is a business, money comes into my account, first thing I do, I put some money over to profit. And that can be as little as 1%. And oftentimes when we're just starting the habit up, that's what I'll start people with. So 1% goes over to profit. Depending on the size of your business and sales, it could be 5%, could be 10, could be 15%. If you have multiple owners who have invested, it's also a great way to, you know, you allocate that for the owners of the business. Next, you take your pay, because guess what? You're here to eat, live inside, raise a family. So, you know, you take your pay. And then from there, I mean, the other ones would be taxes. We'd have a tax account. So we put our taxes away so that you're not dipping into that. And then from there, you have what is left for your expenses. So running your business. So this works on multiple levels. One is it kind of gives us a budget to deal with. I've rarely met a small business that actually has a proper budget. But knowing that, you know, it gives you a finite amount of money to use to run your business. If that starts growing, that means you have more money to invest and grow and make more profit.
The budget note's really interesting because even as you said that, I'm like, I have a budget. That's not true though. I have a number that I know that it costs me to run my business every month. It fluctuates and it never comes from a point of the first step being, this is how much it has to cost you to run your business. And I have to play within that number. It's the opposite. It's like, how much does it cost you to run your business? And that number just goes and does whatever it wants to do. There's no finite number of that budget, which is interesting.
Yeah. And I think, and that's where, I mean, in a growing business, it's not always a finite number, but it also just helps us if we don't have the cash for that. It's our business screaming at us to tell us, you know, you don't have enough money to run your business that expensive. So that's where, again, you're sort of setting yourself up some management systems as well, working within this framework, because it's easy if the money's there to spend it. Or if you're not monitoring your cash. And I would say almost every business I've dealt with has two big problems. They struggle with cash management and profitability. And this is, you know, really the foundation of how to, you know, get over those trends and be able to have a plan for your cash. And when people hear cash management plan, I think it's a big fancy term sometimes, or you think, oh, that's really hard. Like I plan every dollar. But it could be just as simple as, you know, running the profit first system or knowing about this system. So you just know what you're doing with your cash when it comes in and where it needs to go and what it needs to pay.
Interesting. And I don't know if you've got a plan for how you wanted to explain this profit first thing, but if I'm jumping ahead here, let me know. What do we do with the profit as business owners?
Awesome.
Is it invested back into the business, salary? What is profit then?
So this question is almost like we set this up, but I promise you we didn't. And I don't think you've read the book either.
Yeah, this is, sorry to interrupt. This is coming from a place of genuine interest and conversation with you, Brian, where I love these conversations with you. So yes, please.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is a great one because I think as small business owners, we get in this like, and a lot of people will avoid taking profit. They'll also avoid taking their owner's pay because they're building their business for a mythical future where one day they'll just suddenly be profitable. So they, have you ever heard the term plow back in to the business?
No.
So it's, oh, just plow the profits back in, right? Reinvest, buy something more, level up. So we don't want to stop doing that, but we have to make sure that it's intentional. So with your profit account, so the profit first system is based on rhythm. So they suggest the 10th and the 25th of the month is when you do your allocations and put money into your accounts. Some people have a rhythm that already they might do it monthly. So whatever that is, as long as you're putting that into the profit account, when it goes in there, it does not come back out. Quarterly, you would take a look at what's there and you would remove that out for the owner or for maybe something else that you've want to do. So if you need to make a major investment in your business, you need profits for that. So you might increase your profit percentage, put that away, and then use that to save towards that major investment versus doing it all the time. And then you're clearly marking your profit for that purpose. The other common thing is debt. So debt is reverse profit, so negative profit. So you've incurred debt before. So you ran out of money. So you went and you rented some money off of somebody else. So now you have to pay that money back. The only way you can pay money back is by being profitable. So you could have part of that debt as in your expense category, and part of it could be in your profit to pay it back. So you could, on a quarterly basis, you know, say you have $10,000 in your profit account. You might say, you know what, of that $10,000, I'm going to take $5,000 and pay it towards my debt to get that paid off. I'm going to take $2,500 of that, and I'm putting it in an account because I'm saving for a new piece of equipment that I need that's going to make me faster and more efficient. And then I'm going to take $2,500 and I'm taking that out for me as an owner of a business because I own that business, and I'm going to celebrate. So when we work with the Profit First system, those celebrations are important, even if it's a small amount. So if you're heavily indebted, or you desperately need new equipment or something like that, then you know, you might not get to take much, but the habit is important that you do take something out. So maybe you go and you buy a bottle of wine, and you and your spouse like enjoy a nice bottle of wine, or you go out for dinner. But that's the, hey, we own a business, we're going to celebrate that we own that business and that we made some profit.
I don't think enough business owners celebrate that they're business owners.
No, they don't. It's usually you get caught in like the trap of always trying to sprint, make more money, always trying to grow, and you forget about profit. You forget about paying yourself. And it's easy to get into that loop where you're just always perpetually trying to grow and do that next thing. And sometimes that kind of works out. But what happens is you'll get people who grow, and I've met people who have, you know, 25 employees, they have all this stuff, but they've never made any money themselves. And then the business is so leveraged that they're running sort of razor thin, and they haven't built anything for themselves. This might slow you down a bit, but I also think I've watched it speed people up more. Because now they start seeing, oh, my debt's going down. Oh, I'm saving money for stuff. And now it's like when you have that money there and you don't want to take it out of the profit to reinvest in, say, equipment, you're going to make sure whatever you buy is going to make you more money. Not just like, oh, I need this to be able to, you know, solve a quick problem type of decision.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to properly articulate myself here, but the thing that you mentioned at the beginning that I've been kind of holding on to this whole podcast is the idea that business owners don't pay themselves or that they don't take a salary. Like, I honestly don't – I cannot fathom it. I don't understand it. For years before I even was a business owner, I thought, how – is it that these business owners are, you hear it all the time, like, oh, I don't take a salary. I keep all the money in the business. What are you doing? How? How are you living? Do you not work? Do you not need to eat? Where is that money coming from?
It's a great point.
You're going to like just a ramble of nonsense and probably makes me sound stupid, but like, I don't get it.
So in some cases, depending on your business, it might... you know, when you own a bit or jump into a business, especially if it's meeting either a market need or it's something new, you're taking a bet against consensus because, you know, in a pure free market, if that was an opportunity, someone probably already would have done it. So if you need to like make a significant investment in equipment or staff or overhead right away, it could be possible that you have a few year plan where you don't make a lot of money, or you need that profit to invest in stuff. But the profit first sort of mindset bakes profit into your formula. So maybe you aren't paying yourself enough or whatever, or sort of however it is, but having this habit sort of bakes that in. I think people confuse their type of business. So example, for a business like you, a service-based business, you should not be not making money right away.
Yeah.
If you were a business that you know, were going to be, say, manufacturing something, you needed a huge amount of cash for premises, equipment. You had to fund accounts receivable, accounts payable, and you didn't have enough money to really set that up right away, then there's might not be enough cash for you as that business owner. That said, you need to make sure that you're designing that business to be so profitable that you can kind of pay yourself back for all that time that you didn't put that in. Or people who live off their credit cards for a year, you know, that's a massive risk. So you have to at some point start paying that back. And that's where, you know, the profit first formula can really help you sort of develop the habits to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, as a business owner, or as business owners, we have to be taking a salary, or otherwise it's charity. Like, I understand that maybe some of us think that we're trying to change the world and do good and all this kind of stuff, but it doesn't matter if you can't live and eat and have somewhere to sleep. I just don't get it.
Yeah. So you have to take care of that, you know, and if you can't do that, it might not be time for you to run a business. And that's a mean thing to say, because everyone's like, oh, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, just jump in, just go for it. But what bothers me, and I've seen this live, and I won't share specific examples, but, you know, government or other businesses will celebrate like the young entrepreneur who I know is like barely making rent, if at all. You know, they're eating noodles all the time. Like, they're just barely living. And that's fine if they're taking that risk for a big payout in a few years, but you have to make sure that payout's going to come, or that your cash and your business is designed to pay you. And you have to take that profit first.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes sense, maybe, if you're the young student living with mom and dad, or someone that doesn't have certain financial responsibilities. But if you are someone in their 30s, 40s, whatever, if you're married, if you have children, pets, all these kind of things, a mortgage payment, you need to take a salary.
Yeah. You need to design a business that feeds that, right? And if it doesn't, then we have to talk so that we can design your business to do that. Or you need to exit and find another business, or find something else that does. Because if it's not part of your formula, it's not magically one day going to happen. Like, you're not going to be surprised. Like, oh, hey, look, I made $100,000 this year. How did that happen? Like, it's by design and it's intentional. The other thing to note, depending on your business and depending on what you do, you know, your owner's pay and profit could be wildly different amounts. So if your business is, and the job you're doing is $20 an hour labor, then maybe you make $20 an hour, and then, you know, your profit might be bigger as a percentage. If you're doing something that's highly skilled and you could go get a job and make $100,000 a year, then your salary needs to be reflective of sort of what you do in the business and what those skills are. And then maybe your profit's not as big of a percentage at that point. So you can play around with sort of the percentages or how you allocate it. But really the point is, you have to be focusing on that profit. It can't be the thing that comes last. You can't just wait till your accountant, you know, crunches all your numbers and says, oh, here's your profit number, and there's no cash sort of anywhere to represent that. You have to be thinking about it first.
Yeah. Maybe that's why business owners aren't taking salaries. They don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah. So this is just another note on accountants. Accountants kind of hate profit first. And it's also my little rant of, just because you're an accountant and know how to calculate taxes, doesn't mean they're the best business advisors. And some will also try to make your profit number look lower so you don't have to pay as much taxes. So we're talking about cash. So there's accounting profit and cash profit. So you might take that profit as cash payments and you might take a salary, but at the end of the year, your accountant will sort of do some calculations to like calculate what that really is. So maybe it ends up all being salary, maybe some of it's dividends. You know, they're going to make that tax efficient. So you don't want to get caught up too much in that. There's, you know, some different ways to do it, but it's really about the mindset and the habit and method of allocating that, because you have to remind yourself that you own the business, you're taking the risk, and you have to reward yourself for that. So whether it's the bottle of wine, a dinner out, could be a vacation, could be a cottage account, you know, could be lots of different things that you take that and celebrate it. But that habit is going to sort of really help you grow.
Yeah. And if there's one thing I would say to summarize and wrap all this up is, we've all heard it before of people saying, I don't take money from my business. I don't take a salary from my business, especially when I started my business. And now I'm thinking I've heard that before, like an old school adage, or maybe it's like a hustle culture thing. Where it's like the first year of your business or the first 20 years of your business, you don't take a salary, right? It's just stupid. Don't do that. Start with, if you're going to be in this for the long run and you want to see success and you want this to be worth your while, you need to take a salary. You need to be, and Brian will differentiate this, but of profitable, but like at a bare minimum before even the profit. We'll disagree, I guess, quickly at the end here, but like at a minimum, you need to take a salary as a business owner.
Yeah, you need to do it, and you have to stop sort of comparing yourself to the outliers. So, you know, you'll hear of stories of big tech firms where, yeah, you lived off your credit card and noodles for 5 years and didn't take a salary, but then you sold your business for $8 million and you got to keep $5 million of that or whatever that is. But that's not how it happens. And it's definitely not how it happens for small businesses. You know, no one, if you're not making money, no one's going to come and pay you millions of dollars for a business that's not making any money. So that, you know, that sort of dream that way that it will all work out just isn't realistic. So we can, you know, deal with those realities and design a good business around what those realities are.
Exit Strategy is a good podcast.
Yeah, exit strategy. And that's actually from a small business perspective, something that doesn't happen enough is a lot of people will start a business versus buying a business. And one of the reasons why they don't buy a business is there's none that are really for sale that have a clear sort of path to profit and cash flow. So, you know, we can do a lot of work if you're heading towards, you know, retirement in 10 years, to make it so that your business is something that you can sell. And then if you want to get into a business, you know, let's find ways where we can sort of look at and find those businesses with opportunities to grow, so that we don't have to spend 5 years making nothing and having no cash flow to build it up. And that's sort of part of our, you know, the small business ecosystem we're in, and where I think there's tons of opportunities, you know, going forward to, you know, help business owners buy and sell those businesses.
Right on. Very cool.
Awesome. That sounds like an episode to me. If you want to talk more about Profit First, you can check out Mike Michalowicz's book called Profit First, or you can reach out to us at setitup@coorthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.